Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. It is time for us to be able to celebrate by having the citizenship test for the United States of America. Hold on a minute. Listen. Understand this, that we are at question 21, and it's 100 questions that you have to pass to be able to become a citizen of the United States of America. We are just so encouraged because Pat and John were willing. I don't know how they found out it was a multiple choice test. Only God knows if they went and looked at the test, but they shouldn't have known that it was a multiple choice test. They've been studying, obviously.
No.
Yeah. Okay. No. Good. And, but I'm going to ask you these questions and we're going to just do five. We only do five at a time. And it's for you, you know, to listen and just think, you know, do I know the answer to that question? Because if you want to be a citizen, it'd be cool. It's like, if you want to be a congressman, you need to be able to pass the citizenship test for America.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you have to bear fruit that you believe the answer that you gave.
Mm.
And that'd be cool. It's just simple 100 questions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if Vito's got to answer the questions to become an American citizen, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know, you should have to, we all should have to answer this. And I'm learning as we go. I'm really learning myself that Pat and John don't know too many of these.
Oh.
No, I'm actually learning. I'm learning myself, you know, as we're going on. There's sometimes I study better when I help people study.
Oh,
when I help people study.
Is that how it works?
And I'm thinking to myself, I am so glad I'm not taking it on air, but I'm giving it on air. And what we're going to do is, so today's, we're going to ask five questions. This is the next part of the citizenship test. He's already in his third eye already. He's looking down. He's looking deep thoughts, you know, like something's there. And so we are going to ask the question. Don't just answer it right away. You need to think about it. You need to think about it because it's going to be your final answer when you give the answer. So when you say you're ready to give your answer, just let me know. And then we will all listen. People all the way from China to California will be leaning forward to find out if you deserve to be a citizen of the United States of America. They're going to be one like, I knew that. They don't even need that place in America. They need it, you know. My goodness gracious. And
no
so,
pressure, Pat. No pressure.
No pressure. And of course, if you get it right, you know, I'm sure our audience will just applaud and all that. And if you don't, of course, you're going to hear. And if you take a second attempt at the same answer and it's wrong, you're still going to hear. We didn't know that until Pat tried twice. And John, I was listening to you. John says, just give it up. Just give it up.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of our listeners are actually enjoying this segment. I tell you, they're all over it on Facebook. I'm glad we have great participation here.
And it's so good. I mean, we all need to learn this. It's like, who are we?
Yeah.
We've been talking about people saying, hey, you know, you don't have a right to be a citizen. It's like, do we have a right to be a citizen? We don't even know these things, but we're learning them. We're knowing them. We're going to get back to the original tenet of America. We're going to actually not only have the Constitution, but we're going to read it. And we're going to learn what it's about. And we're going to have a lot of fun while we're doing it. And that's what we're doing right now. It's just having fun with it. But we're learning at the very same time. So the first question, of course, is going to go to Pat. The first question, because he always wants to go first.
Oh,
I think it's John's turn.
He's very competitive. You need to pray for Pat. He got so serious. I was like, oh my goodness, I think he's going to hurt somebody.
Oh, he gets intense.
You know, we prayed for Tracy over the whole situation. You know, that his poor wife, you know, those are my pancakes. I want those pancakes. And so,
chili cook-off.
Oh, the chili cook-off. Exactly. Exactly. Well, here is the first question. The first question is going to go to Pat. And it's very, very important. Very, very important. I can't even remember how many you've gotten wrong so far. But you need to get this one right if you want to be a citizen of the United States of America. Here's the question. America, listen, here it is. The House of Representatives has how many voting members? The House of Representatives, which you know what it is now, has how many voting members?
Thank you.
Okay, here it is. This is for your citizenship. No pressure. No pressure. The question is, Pat, as you're rubbing your forehead, is the House of Representatives, which you know now, how it's made up, right? You understand how it's made up.
Mm-hmm.
And that it has how many voting members. So you already know how it's made up, right? How the number is picked, right? We talked about mm-hmm. that last test.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on the population, right?
Correct.
Okay. So now how many then does the House of Representatives have in voting members?
I have no idea. Oh, two. Okay.
It has exactly 234.
Yeah, and it was over 200, but I didn't know.
No, it actually has 435.
Oh, it's 400?
It has 500.
Oh, my.
No, it has 400. I'm messing with you. It has 435. 435, and of course, six are non-voting when you're talking about D.C. and all that. So 435. Now, out of that, 234 of them are Republican, and 201 of them are Democrat. I think a handful of them are independent. I don't know how many that is. But that is Congress, and they're determined by population. So you think about it, you take the 435 Congress, House of Representatives, you take the 100 senators, right?
Senate. Mm-hmm.
So that makes how much? 535, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you add the president on from the executive branch, right? Mm-hmm. But how much is that? 536?
Mm-hmm.
So 536 people are leading, what, 300 million?
Mm. Well, the vice president.
536. He's not supposed to be doing, well, yeah, he's on.
He breaks the tithes and Senate.
He breaks the tithes and all that. But understanding that that's how few they are. Mm-hmm. Under 600 leaders determine where 300 million people are going. People go, I just feel so, you know, they're just telling us what to do. And it's like, dude, you're 300 million people.
Yeah.
You can choose new leaders.
That's right.
You're the government by the people and for the people. It's only 530 something people.
Mm-hmm.
Are telling 300 million what to do. Listen, and it's a representative government. You got a constitution that's for you. We can change these few people out and put people in there that stand for our value system.
Yeah, that's right.
Why should we say, oh, I just feel so overpowered? And it's like, come on. It's less than 600 people, and there's 300 million of us. And the uh-huh. constitution is for us. It's for us. We don't have to just throw our hands in. Of course, it's going to be us, you know, as a church repenting. You know, for where we've allowed it to be. But it's so, so very important when you're thinking, you know, 537 leaders in Washington are determining what direction that we're going in as a country. And people so often just go, well, the government, like it's some big, huge monstrosity
right.
telling you what to do. And it's like, no, and not only that, but we can easily just switch these 600 people out and mm-hmm. have a whole brand new direction for our country. That's what's so wonderful about America. You know, if you don't like the direction it's going in, vote a new one in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like the direction it's going, support the direction that it's going. That's part of a government by the people and for the people. So you got that one wrong, Pat. John, we're going to go to you. We're going to go to you. And I mean, a lot of people would have got it wrong. I mean, think about it. That's so close. John, what color is the White House? No, I'm messing with you. I was just watching.
That's about right.
I was just watching his face. It's like,
oh, you know he was coming undone.
Oh my goodness!
Done in that chair.
You should have seen it, man. This is rigged. This is rigged.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, right. John, here's the question: the USS citizenship test. This is very important for your citizenship. And listen, you need to be self-deported, you know, to Syria or Iran. You know, part of the Green Party. I'd go ahead and mail papers. I won't be part of the Green Party in Iran. Here's a question. We elect a U.S. representative for how many years? We elect a U.S. representative for how many years? All right, my goodness. So here we go. This is going to be your final answer, right?
My final answer.
So the question is, for all of our listeners, they can hear and Pat can understand, you got the more difficult question is, we elect a U.S. representative for how many years?
4 years.
Are you serious?
Oh, my goodness.
Did he say, are you serious? Did he just say that?
Can I do it?
Look at that. All right. Pat, this is the question is, and all of our listeners, if we can see that Pat is trying to leave John in the dust right here. By the way, you can pipe in, I guess.
Redemption.
You'll have plenty of opportunities to do this with him, believe me.
Tell him who the senator of Florida was.
Marco Rubio.
Yeah. Okay, Pat. We'll let you celebrate this as you're moving with fruit as a Christian. we elect a U.S. representative for how many years?
That would be two.
Hey! I mean, you think about it. That's so important. You know, when you think about the Speaker of the House right now, John Boehner, is only there for 2 years, but people act like he's there forever.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important because that means that's the freshest sampling of who we are. The most example of who we are as a people is the House of Representatives. It's not the president. It's not Senate, because those are through popular type votes, even though the Electoral College is in there for the president. It's still, you know, whoever can get out the vote and push the percentages up. But the House of Representatives, they got to run every 2 years, and they got to be accountable to the people.
Yeah.
And so we want to really find out the heartbeat of America. You talk to the House representative. Listen, the Speaker of the House is the third man in charge.
Mm.
If the president and the vice president didn't survive their offices, if they got sick, for example, then the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, is the third in row to serve as the president of America.
Wow.
And it makes sense, because that's the biggest sampling of who we are. I mean, obviously Congress is. I mean, House U.S. representatives are, and they chose through their seniority type situation to be able to choose Boehner. Boehner obviously might not be the best person, but at least that's just some sort of, you know, picking of who we are. But also that means Nancy Pelosi was third in line for the presidency.
Wow.
During first 4 years of President Obama. So it would have been President Obama. Well, I don't want to tell you who the vice president is. I think that's the next question. I'm going to tell you that. So, who gets this question? I, you know, Pat just kind of jumped in and kind of threw me off. Okay, Pat.
You don't want it?
Stole your thunder.
I'll let you have it.
The son of thunder stole your thunder. Pat, how many words are there in the United States Constitution?
Okay.
This is good, John. This is really good. This is really good.
Let's see.
Take your time.
I'm sure it's a doozy.
Name, Pat, name your U.S. representative. Name your U.S. representative. All right. This is your final answer.
Final answer.
Final answer. Okay, Pat, this is the question for the U.S. citizenship test.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to be a citizen, mm-hmm. so you don't have to self-deport, is... Name your U.S. senator.
You said representative.
Oh, yeah, excuse me. Very good. That's right. That's right. He didn't do that one. Right, that's right.
But if we're going to go back, it's Mark Rubio.
And name your U.S. representative.
That would be Jeff Miller.
Hey! Oh, my goodness.
Oh, come on. Isn't
Speaking of Silent Night.
Isn't your
You're right. The silent representative. Do what?
Isn't he your neighbor? I mean,
yeah,
Jeff
no.
Miller?
What's Jeez. So cool is that, John, we're going to allow you to name your U.S. representative. All right, John. This is for the citizenship. In the United States, so you don't have to self-deport. Who is the House of Representatives representative for your district? Passaic, right?
No. Who would Bergen County.
Okay.
Is it Pascal?
I don't have a clue, man.
Wait, is it by default?
You have to check it out. I don't have there because you think about it. There's 435 of them, and I have no idea because it's such a local representation. You're going to have to find that out for us, and our listeners can find it out. What county is it?
Bergen.
Well, it wouldn't be a county. It would be the district, whatever district that you're in that's there for your representative, which is so cool. That is so cool to be able to understand. It's like, my goodness. So when we hear Congress stand up and say that we believe that America does not want tax increases, that's pretty much what America's saying. That's why they're saying that. They're not saying that because they represent America. America's saying we don't want tax increases. We want less spending. And the problem is most Americans say spend less except for where you're spending money on me.
That's right.
That is the difficult thing. Well, very good. Very good. We'll move on while we're finding out who the representative is. That'll come up in a little bit. Okay. Pat.
That's still his turn.
Is it? Okay. John. He's good at keeping track of his
I only want more doozies.
Thanks, Pat.
No bro.
Here it is. Okay, for the U.S. citizenship test, and this is the only guy Tyson over here. The 4 out of 5 today. This is the fourth question. It's going to you, John, for the U.S. citizenship test. Who does a U.S. senator represent? Who does a U.S. senator represent? Let me say it again. Who does the U.S. senator represent?
The people from the state.
Hey, yes. So important. Yes. Where you have... Okay. Listen. It is...
Keep playing that. Go ahead.
It is where your House of Representatives only represent a district in your state. Mm-hmm. You have 2 senators. We found that out in each state. And both senators, even though sometimes they tend to represent a portion of that state, but they actually represent all the members of that state. So these 2 senators, it's not wrong for you to hold them accountable and ask them to report to you about how they're representing you, both of them. And for example, though, we have 2 senators in the state of Florida that attend, you know, one senator tends to be loyal to Southern Florida and another one tends to be loyal to all of Florida. And really they should be loyal to the entire people because the senators represent the entire state. Their interest should be from border to border, as they say in Massachusetts up there. Okay. Very good. All the people. So that means you. So it's okay for you to hold your senator accountable, despite how they may think that you shouldn't, to hold them accountable for how they're answering to all the people. So you matter in your state. Here's the last question. Last question is going to Pat. For the U.S. citizenship test, and I guess your Samsonite's already packed right now. I'm not sure. Of course, it would be only 2 Saints t-shirts and a pair of jeans. Could be one. I'm not sure. Those poor jeans. Okay, here it is. This is the question. Why do some states have more representatives than others? Why do some states have more representatives than others? Okay, that was great. Well, here we are, ready to go. This is the last question for today. Yeah.
Good on the draw. Let's see.
He's becoming a real fast typer on his keyboard in Google. No. He's confident, man. He's so confident he can rub his head once or rub his beard once. Oh, here it is. What? Why do some states have more representatives, which would be House of Representatives, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Have more representatives than other states.
Because there's more, because population.
It was like bad population.
Because blah, 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 population blah, blah, blah. Difference.
Yay! Yes, exactly. And so, Listen.
One more time.
Listen. So that means if you're gonna throw a party for Senate, and you're gonna wonder how many chairs you're gonna need,
mm-hmm.
you pretty much always could figure that out, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Think how small that gathering really is. It's 100 people. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's 100 people, 100 men and women who are representing their states, supposed to be. You know, the sad thing is that the government lately is representing Washington, D.C. and the federal government more than they're representing the states.
Yep.
We got to fix that. That's why we're talking about the original intent. But then you go to the House of Representatives, and they're based on population. So just like Pat said, the reason why one state would have more representatives than another, it's not fair. It's the fact that there's more people there. So, for example, you know, you think about North Dakota. Was that like 1 million people?
If that, like 900,000.
Yeah, 100,000, a million people. And so, you know, they're not going to have as many votes in the House of Representatives. So when they pass a law, you know, inside of the House of Representatives, then, for example, just saying for an example, Nevada may only have one vote, you know, or, you know, say five votes.
Uh-huh.
But California may have 25 votes. And so California would have more of a say-so. The reason why is because there's more people in California, and the House of Representatives is based on the population of that particular state. So that's a very fair vote. So when we're looking at fairness in America, the House of Representatives is the closest we can get to what a fair thing would be. So when a president's going to be impeached, for example, it has to happen in the House of Representatives, I believe, because it is a fair vote of the people. When we see the House of Representatives for something or against something, that's the primarily a good litmus test for America to understand where America is standing for.
Yeah.
And that's why they don't want these initiatives, they say, let's just take it to a vote. Let's just take it to a vote. Because if they take it to a vote, then they find out exactly where America stands. So they don't want to take these things to a vote. So have Harry Reid, the leader of a Senate, who won't take things to a vote. Or you'll have John Boehner not want to take things to a vote, because the people may openly say, hey, and people that secretly support the federal government will be backed into a corner having to support their district if they openly have to put a vote out in front of everybody. We actually should say every single thing needs to be on a vote.
You know,
every single thing. Bring it up for a quick vote. Put your little switch on your little desk and throw it up there. We want to find out, you know, are you voting for us? Are you representing us? It would save mm-hmm. us a lot of, and much technology we have today, we could actually have an application on our phones that mm-hmm. show us that day how you voted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and a little red alert that says, New person for this district. You think about it.
Yeah.
And that'd be great.
That'd be
totally
awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
And then we could say, you know, why aren't you voting? You know, or they could ask us, you know, what's your opinion? And we could just push a little button on our app and they would understand this is how we're, you know, this is how you should support this or not support this. And that's a right thing because it's a representative government. We're doing so good. You guys did really good today on the U.S. citizenship tip. Think about it. There you go.
Hey.
Yes. We are moving right along on the U.S. citizenship test. You guys, we're learning with you, obviously. I mean, whoever you know, could name 435 members of the House of Representatives. And understanding is based on population. You know, somebody could have had some babies or something. It could have been 436, right?
That's right.
But it wasn't. It was 435.
Right.
And that's voting members because, you know, Washington, D.C., even though they have representatives, they can't vote. They can't vote, and there could be some other areas, maybe Puerto Rico. Yeah, because they are a territory, and they kind of like it that way, you know, so getting all the benefits, but the response.
Oh, no, they just voted. They just voted in Puerto Rico to say they want to become a state. So that has to now supposed to go up to, Congress or something.
Oh, my goodness. You're looking at probably, I would say, I mean, if our president, you're looking at 51 states. Man, mm-hmm. I had to go back and resew all those flags, the new star,
yeah,
all those flags. Wouldn't that be something? Oh, my goodness. Well, y'all did a wonderful job. That'd be great to have the 51st state would be Puerto Rico. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, I think so.
That I do, too.
Very cool.
I think I have a real great leader there. I got a chance to hear some speeches. He's a conservative leader, mm-hmm. and he brought them out of the brink of real tough times there in Puerto Rico.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.